Have you ever felt like different aspects of your personality were competing for control? Jean Shinoda Bolen's groundbreaking work reveals how ancient Greek goddesses live on as powerful psychological forces within every woman. These divine archetypes, patterns in our collective unconscious, shape our priorities, relationships, and life choices in ways we rarely recognize. By understanding which goddesses influence you most strongly, you gain insight into your natural strengths, vulnerabilities, and the inner conflicts that may be holding you back from wholeness. Unlike traditional psychological theories that often pathologized women's behavior, Bolen's approach celebrates the rich diversity of feminine experience. Whether you're drawn to achievement, relationships, or creative expression, your inclinations aren't accidents or flaws. They're expressions of divine patterns that have existed for millennia. This framework offers both validation and a path to growth that transcends cultural expectations, allowing you to honor your authentic nature while developing aspects of yourself that remain unexpressed. The seven goddess archetypes fall into three distinct categories. The virgin goddesses, Artemis, Athena, and Hestia, embody independence and self-sufficiency, allowing women to pursue goals intensely, resist others' expectations, and maintain a strong sense of self. Bolen calls this one in herselfness, defining worth from within. The vulnerable goddesses, Hera, Demeter, and Persephone, represent relationship-oriented patterns centered on traditional roles of wife, mother, and daughter. They form deep bonds but may suffer when relationships fracture. Their consciousness remains receptive, attuned to emotional nuances and others' needs. Standing alone is Aphrodite, the alchemical goddess of love and beauty. Neither independent, like the virgins, nor vulnerable to victimization, she embodies transformative power, creating magnetic attraction and creative energy that births new life, art, or ideas. These archetypes activate through inborn temperament, family dynamics, cultural expectations, hormonal shifts, relationships, and conscious choices. While all seven exist in every woman, usually just a few dominate her personality, creating her unique psychological fingerprint. The virgin goddesses represent psychological independence rather than sexual inexperience. These archetypes demonstrate women's ability to find meaning beyond relationships. Artemis, goddess of the hunt, embodies the feminist spirit, independent, competitive, and protective. Women influenced by her connect with nature, bond with other women, and pursue goals with intense focus, often becoming natural activists for causes they believe in. Athena, goddess of wisdom, represents strategic thinking and logic. These women excel in male-dominated fields, remaining analytical rather than emotional. They form alliances with powerful men and navigate hierarchy skillfully, applying wisdom as practical problem-solving. Hestia, goddess of the hearth, embodies inner-centeredness. She represents meditative consciousness that finds meaning in ordinary tasks. For Hestia women, creating order becomes spiritual practice. They provide stability without seeking recognition, finding fulfillment in inner peace. What unites these goddesses is focused consciousness, intense concentration on what matters while filtering distractions, enabling achievement, but sometimes creating blind spots to others' needs. The vulnerable goddesses represent women's capacity for deep attachment and traditional roles. Unlike independent virgin goddesses, their fulfillment depends on significant relationships. Hera, goddess of marriage, embodies the wife archetype, women who feel incomplete without a partner. For Hera women, marriage is life's pinnacle achievement. They commit with remarkable loyalty, but struggle with jealousy when their bond is threatened. When betrayed, they typically express vindictive rage rather than depression, a protective mechanism that helps them feel powerful instead of victimized. Demeter, goddess of grain, represents the maternal instinct. Women with strong Demeter energy find fulfillment in motherhood or nurturing roles like teaching. Their persistence in advocating for children is formidable, but separation from those they nurture can plunge them into depression. Persephone exists as both the maiden, Cor, and queen of the underworld. As Cor, she's compliant and uncertain of her desires. As queen, she guides between conscious and unconscious realms. Many women begin as Persephone daughters, overly attached to decisive mothers, before finding their own authority. Aphrodite stands as the alchemical goddess, the transformer, creating magic through connection. Her consciousness combines intense focus with openness to being changed by what it encounters, unlike the singular focus of virgin goddesses or the receptivity of vulnerable goddesses. When Aphrodite consciousness activates, the ordinary becomes extraordinary. Colors more vivid, conversations meaningful, creativity flowing. This state emerges naturally during falling in love, artistic creation, and fully present interactions. Women influenced by Aphrodite radiate sensual energy that magnetizes others. They value passionate intensity over permanence, distinguishing them from marriage-seeking hero women or nurturing Demeter women. This archetype faces challenges in societies that devalue female sexuality, often forcing women to choose between respectability and authentic expression through the Madonna-whore dichotomy. Yet Aphrodite represents not just sexuality, but all creative energy, the force bringing new life, art, and ideas through passionate engagement. Developing Aphrodite qualities means cultivating sensory awareness and present moment focus. By releasing judgment and embracing pleasure, any woman can access this transformative energy, regardless of her dominant archetypes. Imagine your psyche as a conference room with seven goddesses at the table, each advocating different priorities. Hera pushes for marriage, Artemis for independence, Demeter for family responsibilities, and Aphrodite for passion. Who decides which voice prevails? In healthy functioning, a conscious ego chairs this committee, allowing each goddess to speak while maintaining balance. Without this leadership, chaos follows. You might swing between competing values or silence certain goddesses who then express themselves through unconscious behaviors, dreams, or physical symptoms. The myth of the golden apple illustrates this perfectly. When Paris chose between Hera, marriage, Athena, achievement, and Aphrodite, passion, his decision sparked the Trojan War. Similarly, when women honor one archetype while neglecting others, internal conflict often results. In patriarchal cultures, men have traditionally decided which goddess gets priority, limiting women to roles serving male interests. The heroic challenge is becoming your own Paris, consciously deciding which values matter most to you, regardless of external expectations. Every woman can be the protagonist of her own life rather than a supporting character in someone else's. This journey involves suffering and difficult choices, but offers meaning, love, and wisdom. The heroine's path requires reclaiming power symbolized by the snake, an ancient emblem of feminine divinity. Dreams of snakes often emerge when women begin asserting control, reflecting both fascination and fear about their own strength. Every meaningful journey involves darkness, periods when the path forward seems obscured. During these dark nights, the challenge is to keep moving without certainty, trusting that meaning will return. This darkness contains repressed feelings that must be integrated for wholeness. Unlike the hero's solitary triumph, the heroine's journey culminates in integration, balancing opposing forces within. The woman who has faced her shadows develops the capacity to be both active and receptive, independent and connected. By understanding which goddesses shape your psychology, you gain freedom to make conscious choices rather than being driven by unconscious forces. You can cultivate underdeveloped archetypes while honoring your authentic nature, writing your own myth that embraces all aspects of the divine feminine.